make a quick video before I do my side hustle. I just want to basically talk about women are nice after they have kids. And you know what? That's true. That's very true. I've had a couple of instances where girls treat me like crap when we were younger, because we're around the same age now. And as a teenager, I was humiliated and laughed at, made fun of, threatened at work. And then, you know, 5-10 years later, they got, you know, 2-3 kids. And all of a sudden, my work ethic, my job stability, the money coming in, all of a sudden, I'm fascinating. I'm fascinating, you know? And, you know, still same weight, you know, teeth yellow, whatever. Still, I'm all of a sudden fascinating. And I want to tell you a story, a very quick story, and then I'll get off. So there was this girl that had, like, she was cute. She didn't have any kids when I met her. And then she kept going with the bad boy. Drug dealers, feeding her drug habit, whatever. Whatever she was doing. She really only saw me as a means to an ATM. And I was naive back then. This is like 20 years ago, whatever. So, after, you know, her boyfriend, her ex, whatever, beat the crap out of her. And I guess assaulted her, I guess. I don't know, essayed her. She came back to me. And she came back to me and said, oh, we need to make this work out. I'm so sorry. And da-da-da-da. And I said, why don't you call the cops about this? If he beat you up and did all the stuff, why don't you call the cops? Oh, well, I don't want to get the cops involved. And I'm like, all right, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. So I cut her off. Well, 5 years later, she had 2 kids. She had 2 kids, and I was working at a pizza delivery job, and I just so happened to run into her. So I ran into her, and she noticed me, and I didn't notice her. That shows you how bad life treated her. And she looked, she was balding in the front. She had a receding hairline. I was like, oh my gosh, like, who are you? I was like, oh no, it's me. It's da-da-da-da. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I actually, my eyes widened. Like, my eyes were whitened by realizing that was her within 5 years. I was shocked. And I was on the clock and stuff and stuff. And she wanted my number. And I'm like, you know, I kind of had to get going. And I'm like, okay, fine, here's my number. And then I didn't think nothing of it. I shouldn't have done that, but whatever. So she ended up calling me like 3 hours later. And she wanted to know how I was doing. And I'm like, yeah, I'm doing okay. What do you want? And once again, she was nice. She apologized. She was compassionate. All because she got beat up and punched in the throat enough times for her to realize that guys like me are the real prize. But it took all that and 5 years and 2 kids. So she wanted to make your relationship and make this work out. And I'm like, look, you got 2 kids by someone that I don't know. They're obviously violent people or a person, whatever. I really don't want to have nothing to do with you. Then she blew up and got mad at me. Okay. So I blocked her number. And that was the end of it. So that's basically the end of it. I haven't seen her in about 10, 12 years. So, whatever. But case in point, women are nice after they have kids because they realize they made a mistake. And they don't realize they make a mistake before they get pregnant. That's something else I noticed. You know, we spend a lot of money, our taxpayer money, on sexual education, but they don't really take it seriously. They don't. It's obvious. And these schools are giving out free, you know, birth control and condoms, and girls aren't using it. It's obvious. And I think you're sexually irresponsible. And I think people shouldn't have sex until they're at least 21, 22 years old. I think there should be some sort of device to shut off their sex drive until like 22, 23, 25, when you're actually developed mentally. Because obviously kids having kids isn't working. So that's it. All right. Bye, guys.